Good morning. This is the Ramblings of an Undisciplined Mind podcast for Friday, February 13th, 2015. Yes, it's Friday the 13th, and I've left my house. I'm going to work. May God have mercy upon my soul. I've got my Starbucks here because it's Friday. So, one of the first things that the stats teacher that I had, I guess it was last semester, the one I really didn't like all that much. Of course, now that I think about it, not really liked either of my stats teachers for various reasons. Maybe that's telling me something. But the most recent one, the old guy looked like he was ready to fall over. You know, he started off his opening class with a lecture, a sharing of opinion, whatever you want to call it, that included, you know, he got to this one section, he says, you know, the college thinks you are cheaters. And his reasoning behind that was the Scantrons that they are supposed, that they want the teachers to use. They have a particular set of Scantron, you know, in case you don't know what a Scantron is, it's this little sheet. You color in the number, letters, you know, for multiple choice or true false that you want to be. So they use the official Scantron that they want teachers to use, or they suggest teachers should use, or whatever, is one where the question numbers are not sequential. They are mixed up. So that, you know, it might be something like, you know, 15, 2, 8, 21, 7, you know, kind of that order. I'm making numbers up. But, you know, you get the idea. And he was talking about how he just thought that was unnecessary and the school, you know, that was evidence that the school thought that all of its students were cheaters. Now, honestly, I don't really see what the purpose of that is. You know, if it is, I'm sure it's to deter cheating, but at the same time, if I'm kind of copying off of somebody's Scantron, like if I get somebody near me and I was wanting to copy, I'm not looking at question numbers. I'm looking at sequence. A, B, C, D, A, D, E, you know, that kind of thing. So I don't know that it really does what the school wants, but all right. You know, so he was trying to put himself forth as, oh, but I don't think you're a cheater, so therefore I will be, I've had to, for some reason he felt he had to, at home, redo Scantrons with the new numbering, with a sequential numbering sequence. Don't totally get that, because I know they make Scantrons with sequential numbers, but, and to be honest, the stuff that we got didn't look like something he printed at home, so I don't know if he was just spouting BS or what. But, you know, for all his talk about how the school thinks you're cheaters, but I don't, he had at the end of every exam a little place that says, I have not been helped by, nor have I helped any other student in completing this exam, or words to that effect, and you have to sign it. You know, so it's like, well, you know, you don't think we're cheaters, but yet we got to sign this little disclaimer at the bottom of the test. You know, it is something that they're very focused on, cheating and plagiarism, which is really kind of the same thing in a school setting. Every syllabus, you know, it's got, you know, language in there about what happens if you're caught cheating or plagiarizing. And, you know, so that's always on there. And they utilize a system for written works called Turnitin. And when you submit something, it goes to Turnitin, and Turnitin will evaluate it for, you know, things, you know, for its likelihood of being plagiarized. And it will assign a percentage score to say, we think 2% of this is plagiarized. And I think I'm okay with that, because some, I guess I didn't really understand this focus on cheating and plagiarism totally, until I got actually in the classes and seeing other students, and, I've had my rant before about, they need to just do the work, and seeing how many just didn't want to do the work, and how many of them were just looking for, a effortless grade. I'm not even going to say an easy A, although I think most of them would take that happily. But, something where they don't have to work too hard. So I could see them, dealing with, plagiarizing or cheating. The funny thing is there's different levels, because we were allowed to do, for the stats class, we were allowed to do open book tests. What can you really do that would be called cheating in an open book test? I guess maybe just telling somebody, being told by somebody the answer to question 12 is E or what have you. But it's a little blurry. The Wednesday night class I'm taking now, all the quizzes are done online, so those are in essence open book tests. I don't know that you can really cheat on those, but yet he makes the, and this is what I don't get, because I mentioned that I had pointed out some questions that were wrong, answers that were wrong, and he concurred, and, but yet we can't review the results of the test until the time has expired on the test. Now, what I don't understand about that, if it was like, I think it was like 30 questions, maybe it was 25, but let's say it's 25. If it was 25 static questions, I could see that. If we're all getting the same questions. But what he's saying is that there is a pool of questions and we are getting randomly selected out of that pool of questions. So my exam quiz is not going to be like anybody else's. The questions are going to be different. There might be some overlap, but my question 12 is not their question 12. More than likely, they might have questions that I don't have. I might have questions that they don't have. So I don't understand why you lock it down then, because it's really not something you can do. And the standardized questions, you can Google them. They are out there. I've done this on one or two I've been a little apprehensive about. And there are standardized questions, and you can Google them and see the answer. So I don't really get what the point is. Now, my Thursday night class, we've only got two tests in this one, but he did the same thing last semester. I had the same teacher. He uses the online system, but he does it in class with the password, so he only tells you the password in class. And you take the exam there, closed book. And as soon as you're done, you get your result as far as a grade. You know what your grade is. You can't review the results. Now, the other guy, once the expiration has passed, I can view the results. I can bring up the questions and look at them. But this guy, the Thursday night guy, he doesn't want to do that. He did, like last night, we went over the midterm that we just took. So we went over the midterm. But I think the difference is he's made his exam questions, and we are all doing the same exam. So I can understand, maybe why he doesn't want to let us have access to those questions, because he's going to need them next period, and he doesn't necessarily want them on Google or someplace else. But so it's all these controls these teachers have to put in there to make sure you're not cheating. And I get it. It's kind of sad. You know, I think mixing up the numbers on the Scantron is going a little too far, because that just makes things difficult. Because now you're not only worrying about the exam, but you got to get the right number and find the freaking number. And that seems excessive to me. I did have a scare. I was looking at my assignments for my Wednesday night class, and I thought I clicked on this ethics paper that I had to deliver a couple weeks ago, and I brought up that page, and I saw the turn it up score. This paper needs to be louder. No, the turn it in score. And it was 56%. And I'm like, holy crap, when did that happen? But there was another exercise that was done in Excel where we had to manipulate some numbers. And so there were large bits I was setting up a spreadsheet with certain categories and certain numbers. So large parts of it were exactly matching what was in the, on the syllabus, on the assignment there. So that was why that was. But, yeah, so that was a bit of a scare. So far, any papers I've written have had a turn-it-in score of zero, including I got feedback. The reason I was in there, I got feedback on the on this ethics paper. It's a two-page, actually, I think it was a three-page paper on about an ethical situation, about, you know, what should we do with it. And I got some really nice feedback. Not only did I get the full 20 points, which is always a nice win, but the comments, and I think I'm pretty much quoting them verbatim, is that this was probably the best response he'd ever gotten to that particular assignment in 5 years of teaching the class. So, you know, that's a great way to start your Friday. That's a great way. I was pleased with that. You know, I thought I did a good job on it. I certainly thought I earned the maximum 20 points. And I certainly didn't plagiarize. You know, one thing I'll say that's cool about Turnitin is, you know, I obviously am referencing Cited Works in my story. And I had one direct quote and I had some paraphrasing in there. But I definitely had one direct quote. But Turnitin is somehow able to recognize that you cited for that. I don't know quite how it does that. Maybe because it's in quotes? I don't know. It's pretty cool. It'd be interesting to find out at a high level what kind of things they key off of to determine that you're plagiarizing, scum. We'll run you through, and then we'll make you walk the plank. Anyway, it's Friday. I'm driving to work. I think that's about it. I do have another paper to work on tonight for the same class. Actually, I got two papers now. I got 2 to 3 pages I got to do for the Wednesday night class that's due on this upcoming Wednesday. And then I got 2-3 pages for my Thursday night class that is due a little bit further out, but I need to get a good start on it. So I got some stuff to do, and I expect turn it in scores. Now I got turn it out of my brain. Turn it in scores of zero on both, because as much as I can, I try not to be a cheater. Anyway, I'm at 13 minutes. I think that's good for today. I will be back. Yeah, I should be back tomorrow. Don't know if I'll be in the car or not, but I guess we'll see. And I will talk to you then. So, be seeing you.